How can sincere person escape superficiality? In the behavior and conversations characteristic of superficiality, there is a basic problem of mind and spirit. For this reason, the best way to escape superficiality is not to address and correct these individual kinds of behavior one by one, because if a person encountered a situation he had not addressed before, he would revert to superficial behavior. And problems would arise in theory and practice because a person's thoughts and point of view are reflected in his behavior. He finds it difficult to do something he regards as unreasonable or unnecessary. However, the solution to superficiality is not the lengthy, difficult, or complicated process it is thought to be. In fact, it is very easy. The solution is to fear Allah and practice the morality of the Quran. Everyone who has faith in Allah and lives his life totally according to the Quran will be saved from superficiality. If he fears Allah as he should and behaves always and everywhere according to his conscience, he will be kept from doing superficial things. Such a person gives up following his lower self, and as Allah points out in the Quran, he will try to cleanse his self from wickedness. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. He who purifies it has succeeded, he who covers it up has failed. Surah Ash-Shams 9 and 10. Not following the superficiality of the lower self is an important matter for a person who wants to escape from this kind of character. It is possible only by practicing the precept of the Quran. The lower self is the source of deceit and wickedness and leads people to pursue empty and harmful things. In short, it is the source of much falsehood and superficiality. From its spring, selfishness, pride, ambition, greed, anger, and all kinds of wickedness in thought and deed. In order not to fall into superficiality and suffer harm in this world and the next, one must not follow one's lower self. In the Quran, Allah tells us about some advice that the Prophet Musa a.s. gave to his people. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. You wronged yourselves by adopting the calf, so turn towards your maker and kill your own selves. That is the best thing for you in your marker's sight. Surah Al-Baqarah 54. Those who purify themselves gain understanding and maturity and distance themselves from everything superficial. Allah tells us that human beings can gain honor only by obeying the Quran. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. We have given them their dhikr, that by which one is remembered with praise, but they have turned away from it. Surah Mu'minun 71. For this reason, Muslims who fully apply the verses of the Quran are noble, honorable, and respectable individuals. Allah tells us that they have the highest moral character. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. Do not give up and do not be downhearted. You shall be uppermost if you are believers. Surah Al-Imran 139. This is a very important matter for those who have faith. They must ponder it well and not think that the debased culture of superficiality is limited to certain areas. For example, it is typically superficial to show a different character in different situations and to act mainly to please others. Lying about an ordinary daily matter, thinking it to be insignificant, not doing as much as one could spread religious morality, noticing where an act of generosity is needed but having no desire to do it, not saying something positive when the opportunity presents itself, attempting to justify one's ego, speaking sarcastically to others, behaving immodestly. All these are examples of superficial behavior. Contrary to what one might think, there is no great or small superficiality. In order to escape it, a person must have the absolutely honest intention to practice religious morality and give up deceiving himself with various excuses. In the Quran, Allah promises this salvation and other good things to his servant. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. By it, Allah guides those who follow what pleases him to the ways of peace. He will bring them from the darkness to the light by his permission. Surah Al-Ma'idah 16. The way to escape superficiality is to practice the morality of the Quran, the only kind of morality that fits human nature. A person who has decided to submit his heart and spirit totally to Allah who intends to live in a way pleasing to him and to purify himself from any trace of superficiality can easily escape this culture. It is not important that a person may have adopted and practiced the base culture in the past. The important thing is that person's final state and his final decision to win Allah's favor. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. Allah has pardoned all that took place in the past, but if anyone does it again, Allah will take revenge on him. Allah is Almighty, Exactor of Revenge. Surat Al-Ma'idah 95. Say to those who disbelieve that if they stop, they will be forgiven what is past, but if they return to it, they have the patterns of previous peoples in the past. Surat Al-Anfal 38. Expect for what may have already taken place. That is an indecent act, a loathsome thing, and an evil path. Surat An-Nisa 22.